I'm curious how this experience, this whole thing from the beginning, has kind of affected you in terms of your perspective on things.
It has helped me tremendously. It has changed my whole entire outlook on life. I love life. I mean, I get up and I'm alive and I can do things. I feel good. I've got energy. It has just completely changed my life. Before that, I mean, you know, you just kind of live. But now you live for a reason. You live to do better things. You have more compassion for people. You want to help more. And, you know, it's just changed my entire life.
Any fears or concerns that you have?
Not really. I'm a Christian, as I said, and I'm very involved with the Lord. And He's leading me, and His will is my will. I mean, I have no problem with it. I mean, if tomorrow it's time for me to go, I have no problem with it. I'm very aware of what can happen to me. And I mean, Dr. Vogel, I mean, God brought him to me. I mean, he's just been wonderful. I know I'm in the best hands, and when it's time to go, I'm ready to go anytime.
Has your reaction to all this and the way you've reacted to it, has that surprised you?
Yeah, I think it probably has in a lot of ways, because you don't think of being sick or terminal or anything else. You don't ever think about that when you're healthy. But all of a sudden, when you get this news, and when I got the news, the surgeon, I said, well, how long do I have, will I be alive? And he said, I can't tell you that. But it never bothered me. I never cried over it. I never felt sorry for myself. I went out and I just thank God it was not any of my children. And I see little children who are smiling and happy, who are so much worse off. And I think about that. I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed.
Where do you think that attitude that you have comes from?
I think it comes from my religion. Definitely.